East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
The South African Civil Aviation Authority says investigations into what caused the double plane crash in the KZN Midlands are underway.
The Accidents and Incidents Investigations Division's team is on site to collate evidence that will form part of a preliminary report that will be published 30 days from the day of the accident.
The authority, Sisa Majola, says the investigating team's piecing together evidence from the Boston area where a second light aircraft was found this morning. The first plane was detected last night in the Nottingham area near Howick. Neither pilot survived. The Accidents and Incidents Investigations Division says it's understood the aircraft departed together from Secunda in Mpumalanga and were heading to Margate on the KZN South Coast. Both went missing in poor weather. One of the pilots issued a distress call to air traffic control in the afternoon. The Midlanga Commission that's investigating claims of corruption and political interference in the criminal justice system has ruled that the testimony of its next witness will be held in camera. The witness, who is due to give sensitive evidence on active and ongoing police investigations, will testify over 2 days. Evidence leaders told the commission this morning that it's the subject matter of the evidence and not the identity of the witness that's the issue in this case. The commission also heard that attorneys for News 24 and the Daily Maverick would no longer oppose the application. Yes, Commission Chair Mbuyiseli Madlanga.
The commission decides to sit in camera to hear the evidence of the next witness. And it does so for the reasons that have been given by the chief evidence leader. The commission notes the fact that the media respondents, News 24 and Daily Maverick, no longer oppose the application.
It comes after proceedings at the commission were halted earlier this week. Technical glitches reportedly exposed information that could have compromised the safety of a protected witness. And Nestle has announced plans to slash around 16,000 jobs worldwide over the next 2 years. The Swiss food giant's brands include Nespresso Coffee and Perrier Water. Chief Executive Philip Navratil says the company's having to make hard but necessary decisions to reduce headcount. The multinational has seen sales drop by 2% over the past 9 months. It says the layoffs would include those mainly in administrative roles and workers in production and the supply chain. A look at our lead story. The Civil Aviation Authority says investigations into what caused the double plane crash in the KZN Midlands are underway. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.